Well, let's go to Chamber Biz. All right.
Yep.
We don't need to talk about that. I was enjoying the basketball.
Okay.
Yeah, as a former coach.
Yeah, well, you would be somewhat invested in that. Hey, it says here in my Chamber newsletter, which is the network's digital news. I am confused. The Chamber office is closed today.
It is.
In observation of President's Day. And it reopens tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning.
That's right.
That being said, the story right below that says, register by Monday for special edition HD 500. So how are we going to register by Monday when we don't have a Monday?
Well, I'd say 98% of our people register on our website. So,
okay.
And I will be in there today to get to be pulling registrations off. And we want to be able to give a count to to the caterers for that event, and they're hoping to get something from us by noon today, if possible, or at least by the end of the day. So, we've covered that. You know. It's,
okay. All right. Now,
it's a good question, though. I have to tell you.
Now, this is for the HD 500 Special Edition. It's from 5 to 7 at the Heritage Discovery Center in downtown Altoona.
Right.
And is that Thursday?
It is Thursday.
Okay. And
as only the Chamber can do, we rename something for Hump Day, and then we schedule it for the day after.
So, well, that's to thoroughly confuse people.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah, actually.
Well, that's what makes it a special edition.
Right. Well, the special edition is the result of us recognizing that we're going to have some really good food there. Really, sausages.
Yeah, I see.
Le Joe's,
yeah.
Oh,
and
can't go wrong there.
Yeah, all kind of great food, and a lot of that is meat related. So you know probably where I'm going with this.
Yeah, I do.
So Hump Day this week is Ash Wednesday.
Yes.
And so rather than have a whole large group of angry Catholics at our event on Ash Wednesday, longing for
meat,
all the great meat-related products, we moved it to Thursday.
Wow! So, see, you're thinking ahead.
Yeah. Well, hey, you gotta do these things, and I certainly, as a lifelong Catholic, don't want the Catholic Church coming down on me, and sending me to purgatory early, I guess.
Well, angry, you made him sound like a school of piranhas. Could you see that? All those angry people. What are you doing? What do you mean you got meat on Wednesday? It's Ash Wednesday. What's the matter with you?
Oh, see, and now you know why the government said that the Catholics don't like to go to the...
Oh, yeah. those radical right-wing Catholics.
Yeah.
Latin. They go to Latin masses. They're radicals.
Yes.
So, Joe,
watch out for them.
We're past the halfway point of February, and we only have 8 days left in the month, and so that gets us towards spring, and hopefully, let's knock on the wood that the winter just bypasses us. We get through these 2 months, and so are we getting ready for a lot of spring shows or a lot of businesses springing up, or do we have any ribbon cuttings coming our way?
Oh, we have we have ribbon cuttings on top of ribbon cuttings. I mean, my wrists are, constantly throbbing anymore.
Joe Scissorhands.
Yeah, it's
you now have repetitive motion disorder.
That's yeah, among other things. That's probably the least of my worries at this point. But we do have a great home, garden, healthy living showcase coming. Right at the beginning of March, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Blair County Convention Center. That's this will be the 52nd year of that event. So
that would be next week.
And I will be there representing Leitner Communications, as we'll be on the air. So
well, that's terrific.
Yes, I'll be there on the 4th.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is a three-day event. And to me, when of course, it used to be named something different years ago, but now there's like a bazillion names with it. And home garden and healthy, I don't know, it used to be just the home show. You know, it used to be called the home show. But when that came around, I knew that spring was just about here or was already here. That's what that particular event always signaled to me.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and I'm certainly hoping Rich's prediction that this spring might already be showing up is because we've had some just god-awful weekend days weather-wise for that the home show.
Yeah, the good old days of the home show.
Yeah, so, but we've also, that's a show where bad weather is not good, and good weather is not good. So,
whoa.
You know, if the weather is too good, then people want to do things outdoors, and then they don't want to come into a convention center to, you know, see what different businesses have ready for spring and beyond. So we're looking for something, you know, probably in 40-degree, balmy, little snow flurries here and there.
No. No.
Yeah, we you know, nothing that would discourage people from coming out and driving to the convention center.
And right. Being inside.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, yeah. That is coming up the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, always a big attendance thing, and once again this year at the Blair County Convention Center.
Right.
All right. Holy smokes, that went fast.
Yeah.
It's a basketball talk.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. We want to thank you, Joe, for being on like you are every other Monday. Or right now you're in the payday cycle.
Yeah.
So you show up on payday. So that's
thanks
right.
A lot. Yeah, it makes it nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll talk to you again, I guess, in 2 weeks.
Well,
yeah.
We'll probably see you Friday night, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We'll see you at the game, Joe. Thanks a lot. And okay. We'll have more chamber business in a couple of weeks with Joe Hurd. Thanks, Joe.